And John, we're going to take another quick look at that presidential debate that took place last night between John McCain and Barack Obama in Nashville, Tennessee. It was a town hall style meeting, and you might recall this question.
Gentlemen, we've come to the last question from Peggy in Amherst, New Hampshire. It has a certain Zen-like quality. I'll give you a fair warning. She says, what don't you know, and how will you learn it?
So, on the line, it's my great pleasure to say that we have Peggy Silva. She is the author of that question. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
You're very welcome. Thanks for being on. Tell us about how you came up with that question. Was it a process of elimination, or did it just come to you?
Oh, I've used that question in every presidential campaign since the early 1990s. I live in New Hampshire, and so we are all small towns, and we get to meet the candidates up close and personal every 4 years. And I think it's crucial to try to find a question that truly engages them in a response, a question that doesn't allow for a facile answer, something that they can do by rote, something that they've done hundreds of times that day.
And how did they do last night, though? Did they deliver on what you hoped?
No. Well, I'm definitely a huge Obama fan, and I had asked that question actually of John McCain in 2000 right here in Amherst at our middle school one evening, and he told me that it truly stumped him, and he didn't really have an answer then, nor did he really have one last night. Essential questions lack easy answers, and so it wasn't a surprise that they struggled with it or that they didn't take the time to struggle, because it was at the end of a very long long evening.
You nailed them, Peggy. So, you nailed them.
You nailed them. But let's listen to a bit of how Obama tried to answer your question.
Absolutely.
My wife, Michelle, is there, and she could give you a much longer list than I do. And most of the time, I learn it by asking her. But look, the nature of the challenges that we're going to face are immense. And one of the things that we know about the presidency is that it's never
the challenges
that you expect. It's the challenges that you don't.
The challenges that he don't expect, and clearly that was a question, Peggy, he wasn't expecting.
That's right.
And so what do you think we learned, if anything, in their trying to answer this very difficult question from the candidates?
I'm not sure that we learned anything, because they are very at ease with knowing that this was a summary question and they had to get their very last statement.
They were doing
in.
Their wrap-up. Well, Peggy, are you Zen-like? I mean, Tom Brokaw said you're Zen-like. Are you Zen-like? You don't sound Zen-like to me.
That caused great hysteria at my school this morning, because I am the antithesis of the word Zen in my personal life. But it was also interesting that I received about 50 emails last night from students, from former students, and from friends around the country immediately letting me know the power of text messages and Facebook, something I don't even know what that all means necessarily. But it pointed out the fact that John McCain's stating that he is not familiar with the internet puts him at a great disadvantage, because this is the communication tool of this generation, and not to be able to harness it puts him at great risk.
See what you started,
Thank
Peggy.
You.
Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much for joining us this morning.
Oh, wise
You're
Peggy.
Very welcome. Thanks for the call, my
Oh,
students.
Wise.
Love that you called me.
Peggy Silva coming to us from New Hampshire on how she found herself in the middle of the presidential debate last night.